Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's October 15th, 2010. The retreat of Arctic sea ice is expected to increase shipping traffic and human activity in the region. This, in turn, has increased U.S. strategic interest in the Arctic. A group led by Steve Caldwell, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team, recently examined the Coast Guard's Arctic planning efforts. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Steve to learn more.
What is the Coast Guard's current role in the Arctic?
The Coast Guard's role in the Arctic is actually pretty limited in some ways because the Coast Guard does a lot of things in the maritime environment. It protects the environment itself. It rescues people. It makes sure that navigation is carried out safely and provides security. And the reason the role is currently limited is because there isn't a lot of shipping or other human activity going on in the Arctic right now. But that is rapidly changing, and that's why it's so important that the Coast Guard start planning ahead for what its future role will be.
What are some of the groups that the Coast Guard communicates with on Arctic policy?
Well, within the federal government, there's a number of agencies that have a role up there. Obviously, the Navy in terms of protecting our country. You have the Department of Interior in terms of potential oil drilling up there. You have the Department of Commerce, which manages NOAA, which looks at the weather and does scientific research. And that's just at the federal level. Down at the state level, the state of Alaska has a number of interests there. There's also a lot of Native Alaskan groups up there, which obviously have lived up there for thousands of years and actually in their own way know a lot more about life in the Arctic and operating up there than the federal or the state government does.
One of the recommendations that GAO makes in this report is with regard to how communication could be improved between the Coast Guard and some of these groups. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we found that within the federal government, there's generally a pretty good level of communication and coordination going on, in part due to various interagency task force and other bodies. We found that less so at the state and Native Alaskan and local level there. And part of that is because they don't have as many long-established procedures for working together. And to be honest, there just isn't the kind of federal presence up there and interaction up there that you would get because of how isolated many of these communities are.
Your team traveled to Alaska to collect data and conduct interviews for this report. Can you talk about that trip and some of the things you learned there?
Yeah, we went up there to talk to the Coast Guard district responsible for Alaska, as well as some of the local Coast Guard bases. We also talked to the state government and some of the groups there in Anchorage or Juneau who represent the Native Alaskan groups as well. In doing so, we talked about the different coordination levels that were occurring across these groups. And then my team was fortunate enough to be up there during one of the Coast Guard's flights up to the Arctic. So they got to actually fly in a Coast Guard plane up there to view just the distances involved and what it was like. And they got to see how small and remote some of these communities are in the Arctic that the Coast Guard would be interacting with.
What steps is the Coast Guard taking to improve its operations in the Arctic?
Well, the Coast Guard has a number of steps underway just to find out more about the Arctic. As I said, one of the deficiencies up there is knowing more about the place. The Coast Guard actually has operations up there, periodic vessels or aircraft that go up there. Coast Guard also has a major study going on called their high latitude study, which is going out and talking to all the different stakeholders up there, spending time in Alaska and trying to determine for each of the Coast Guard missions, what will it need to do to develop that mission so that it can accomplish that in Coast Guard. And those missions would include search and rescue, environmental protection, and making sure that marine navigation is safe. I'd also like to add that the Coast Guard will need substantial resources to improve its ability to operate up there. And so one of the things that the Coast Guard efforts are aimed toward is coming up with estimates to how many additional ships or planes or even land-based infrastructure it would need to operate up there. Between the studies and getting those resources in the pipeline, it will be many years before the Coast Guard can operate up there anything near the kinds of capabilities it has in the lower 48.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.